Magic Breakfast with Scudder. Magic 931's Feb Fit with Riverland Fitness Centre.
So, time to get Chris Woods back in the studio from Riverland Fitness Centre. Hello, Chris.
G'day, mate. How are you doing?
Fantastic. We're doing all right with the old step count.
Smashing it.
Smashing it. This is awesome. good work to Riverland Fitness Centre, your team.
Yeah. We're competing against those Glossop High School teachers, though. They're pretty close.
Team Glossop.
They might not have put all their steps in yet. Nudged them just for
that's
a day.
The thing. You know, they might be banking them up for Friday.
They're playing with us.
Yeah, they're toying with you. Team Glossop, honourable mention, they are hot on your heels.
They are smashing it.
I love the competition, though.
Yeah, it's probably more of them, too.
Yeah, that's it. I love it because it means we're going to get to our 50 million sooner, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's keeping us accountable because we don't want to lose to them.
So. Exactly. Accountability, that's what it's all about. Having said that, I haven't logged any of my steps yet. I've got it all in my Samsung watch. Just yet. I'm going to get them in. Magic 931, you watch the team, it'll go up to number 2. We'll be on your heels then. So we thought, during FebFit, during the 28 days, the 4 weeks, we thought we'd get you in at least once a week and just have a chat about health and fitness and pick your brains a bit about, because obviously you work with this every day, about how to stay healthy and fit. Not so much, come and do a workout, but all the other things that are involved in it too. I know for myself, Chris, I'm trying to lose weight at the moment.
Yep.
I mean, I've been trying for, 10 years now? But especially now, I've got my wedding coming up.
Ooh.
It's the clock's ticking. It is a year away. I've got 12 months to make a big
start.
Yeah, 12 months to make a big change. Should I just go and start smashing the boxing sessions and doing all this CrossFit, or is there a better way?
There's probably a better way, Leif. I think people get they think that doing classes, and I own a gym, they think doing classes is directly going to lose weight. It's not.
Okay.
Doesn't. Yeah. So doing exercise is not a direct correlation to losing weight. That's literally just if your goal is weight loss, it's all nutrition. So
it's what you do in the kitchen then.
That's right.
Isn't it?
So you could literally, my best weight loss clients don't come to the gym.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Okay. What about walking versus running?
Oh, yeah. So everyone gets mixed up with the walking versus running or high intensity versus walking. So if you're wanting to lose weight, I would go to walking.
Okay.
Yep. Like, I own a gym, so I'm telling you to go walking. It's not a good promo. But it's called a respiratory exchange rate. Is the higher the intensity of the workout, the more carbohydrates you burn. The lower the intensity of the workout, the more fat you burn.
Well, it is about this kind of support too, Chris, because a lot of people are like, if I just eat a lettuce leaf a day and then go for heaps of walks, then I'll lose lots of weight, but you'll probably end up in hospital. So this is where you come in, the nutritionist, and tell people, this is what you need to be putting into your body. Any kind of tips on, what kind of stuff, or does it change for everyone?
I think protein is obviously the king of the calories, so just get some good protein in, because your body turns over protein every single day, so you need to keep replacing that.
Okay.
Most of us just go for easily accessible carbs,
Just,
not to say carbs are bad, but yeah, I'd go protein, maybe some high protein Greek yogurts or a bit of beef jerky or tuna, chicken, whatever. Or if you're vegan or vegetarian, I go tofu or beans. Some plant-based protein, but
yeah, right.
Get your protein in early.
I know there's a lot of myths around that as well about what kind of thing you should be putting into your body. Like, if you don't have a big burger every day, then you'll lose weight. But it's not exactly that easy.
No. That's calories in, calories out, essentially. So you just got to be pushing out the calories that you put in. So you got to burn them off.
Yeah, right.
So you got to be burning off more than that goes in. That's literally, so you can eat anything, really.
As long as you burn it off.
You just can't eat everything. But you can eat anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know for me as well, because I've got this little Samsung watch that I'm doing my steps on for the step challenge, but it also has this little killer calories next to it.
Yeah. The watches, I wouldn't use the algorithms on the watches because they overestimate your calories.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, big time. Some 45%.
Damn.
So that's why I would just use the steps.
Yes.
Because the steps won't lie. Okay. I just use a step count. So if you're doing like 10,000 plus steps, but that is relative to how much calories you're putting in.
Mm.
But if you can aim for, if you're a sedentary person, I'd aim for like 10,000 and go from there. But
I hit it yesterday. Congratulations to me. I hit my 10,000 yesterday.
So you need to keep hitting that consistently, but make sure the calories going in.
Yeah, that too.
A little bit less than 10,000
steps. That's where I struggle, you know. I'll drive past KFC on the way home every day.
It's nothing wrong with KFC. It'll just rob you, you know. It's like 1,000 calories in one meal, you know.
Family bucket a day is probably doing it a bit.
That's probably not 10,000 steps worth.
Well, Chris from Riverland Fitness Center, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to catch up again with you before the end of Feb Fit. And keep moving, keep getting those steps up. Thanks so much.